Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. We are in the third week of September. Why is this an earthquake thing going on?
Stop trying
to knock over the best superhero movie ever. That's Iron Man and Captain America stand tall.
Iron Man.
We had to change his name for copyright reasons.
We are, of course, the NerdWatch.
And Captain
Balazs. And we are here on the NerdWatch, and we are here on Akaku, here on YouTube, eventually. I think that's how it works.
It'll be 2 years in the future.
Right. Absolutely right.
Hello from the past.
Totally, this is so relevant. That's right. So,
Hello, everybody.
Just know if it's in the past, the Maui Comic Con was amazing. You should not have missed it if you did.
It was incredible. We celebrated Darkwing Duck's
Maui Comic Con 2017 was the one to go to.
That was the one to go to.
Are we all just that far in the future?
Yeah, that's how far in the future we are now.
We said a couple years in the future.
That's right, we did.
You talk about 2018 right now.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well,
we just defeated that whole thing.
We did. We are joined by Gannon, the punk rock superstar. He doesn't like the moniker, but I love it. The horror aficionado. His favorite month is coming up very shortly, and horror movies will be on tap in just a couple months, just a month
Halloween.
Here. He is
when
a Halloween.
This week?
There is the Blair Witch, baby. The Blair Witch. I'm all over that.
I saw that in the theater the first time, and I was like genuinely scared.
Were you?
Because I didn't watch any of the, you know, I didn't, you know, they didn't spoil things back then. Right. You went in the theater, it was like a fresh experience, and it was really scary to me.
The phenomenon of the movie is better than the actual movie itself.
I couldn't watch it a second time, but the first time it was scary.
Agreed. I'll agree with you. That does make a good point. Also joining us is our gaming guru, the one and only Format is in the house, and of course, the majority of the men here that do play games, their console of choice is the PlayStation. A very divisive announcement was made by PlayStation this past week.
You say divisive, I say divisive.
You say divisive? Saying we should
just call the whole thing off.
Yes,
they're going to remove the earphone ports.
I was also going to bring up the fact that iPhone 7 has also been announced.
The most pointless.
Yeah, it's somebody put up an awesome meme that compared it to another Android phone that said, "Welcome to 2014," which was fantastic. It was very funny. I shouldn't laugh.
How timely.
I know. I got a freaking iPhone. Anyway.
So Steve Jobs is going to be a cord.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
He's a visionary.
He is a visionary. But now he's dead. Anyway.
Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Just now.
Yeah. Also joining us this evening is Alika. The man who is the comic book chairman, also the man who is the
You keep moving up.
Wow,
you're the chairman. He's also
how come his title keeps changing. We're stuck on horror aficionado.
Yeah,
for me.
Well, what would you like to be called?
Every time I hear horror aficionado, I keep thinking of Scary Fish.
Horror Rear Admiral.
The Horror Rear Admiral.
That is an option.
It's not too bad, I will admit. But Alika is in the house. He's also the man who is putting on the amazing first annual Maui Comic-Con in Lahaina. That'll be fun.
Steve Lealoha making his appearance.
Making his appearance.
Blessing us with all of his legendary goodness.
Yeah, he will be there as well.
A lot of fables, a lot of old vintage 70s stuff that he's been on, Spider-Woman.
Speaking of legends.
Yo.
There's also one other person that joins us tonight.
Swan. What? No?
The Legend of Swan.
The Swan. Oh. It took the iPhone to knock over Civil War.
Civil War's over.
Oh, man. Joining us tonight, and the man
That's
who
how
is...
how I feel about the movie.
He's drawing his cover for his next installment of Thunder Groovebone.
This is page 6.
Oh, it's page 6. Well, you know what, Todd? I call it the cover.
Okay.
So,
Because you're
say,
dumb.
You say page 6.
Because you don't know what cover looks like to
cover. I say the cover. Todd Bernardi is in the house, local comic book artist extraordinaire.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Yeah, he's here.
Michael McDonald lookalike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins lookalike.
You guys can book me at parties. That's cool.
This is it. Anyway,
can you picture like the opening of Ghostbusters 2 where he shows up to a kid's party and like he goes in there fully singing songs? The kid's like, I wanted to see He-Man, I guess, but they'd be like, I wanted to see Pikachu.
That's right. Something strange in the neighborhood.
Why would he be singing the Ghostbusters?
Who are you
going
to call?
He's not pretending to be Ray Parker.
McDonald, man. I don't think I could pull off Ray Parker. What do you guys think?
Not with the beard.
No.
Definitely not with the beard. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad you could be with us tonight. Just to let you guys know, today, talking about a couple of cool things very shortly, but what I want to get to first is November 5th and 6th here in Maui at Lahaina Cannery Mall on the other side of the island. Or on your side of the island, wherever you are.
Hopefully they reopen the road before then.
Yes, they will. Hopefully so. It is the first annual Maui Comic Con, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles, and us here at the Nerd Watch who are how can we say we're supporting?
Don't be modest.
You guys are gonna say, supporting is like the most underhanded word I've heard. Yeah.
Thanks for your support.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my
you
face.
Know what the Nerd Watch is like? The Nerd Watch is like a good bra.
We're way better when we're on the floor.
It's all guys, so it's more of a bro.
Or a man's ear.
The more money you spend, the nicer we look.
That's right. Well, we're very supportive.
You guys will be doing the panels and interviews for us.
And aren't you glad we are?
Can you give us a bit of a rundown of what's happening at the first annual Maui Comic Con?
Tom Bernardi will be there.
He will
That's
be.
All you need to know. But also, in case you're curious, there are other attractions.
There's
going to
be other
people. It's more than just Todd Bernardi. Mm.
Steve Lealoha, of course. Marvel legendary inker.
Yes.
We've got James Silvani and Aaron Sparrow, the writer and artist from the current run of Darkwing Duck. It's the 25th anniversary of Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe... we have more of the creative staff coming, so we'll make that announcement as it.
We should see how they feel about this DuckTales Darkwing Duck controversy.
Yeah.
Aaron Sparrow's been very vocal on his Twitter about this. It's very funny.
What's he said?
DuckTales and Darkwing Duck. Woo! It's a great epiphany. Are actually in different universes.
That's what he said.
There's two different launch pads we're seeing, and two different gyro gear looses apparently. And two different Gizmo Ducks.
That is a computer.
Even though they constantly make references to
the
other...
I think they...
the other...
Yeah, like Launchpad will be like, it just came back from Duckburg and all this.
So wait, it's an Earth 2?
Exactly, like it's an alternate Earth.
Okay, so here's the problem, though.
Why make it that complicated?
Well...
Granted, I can only say about DC Comics, but...
Well, because DuckTales is having their new reboot. Ooh. I don't know if you saw that, but we just got the new images of the new Launchpad McQuack.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look familiar from what we're used to seeing for
really?
And stuff like he's a completely redesigned character. So you know the rest of them are going to be redesigned.
He's got tattoos now.
But if you watch
it was because DC had such success with Scooby Doo Apocalypse.
Right.
They're like, oh, Marvel's we gotta do Marvel.
And this duck has black feathers.
I don't know if you guys have watched the new Mickey Mouse season 1. They restarted the animation and it's a whole new style. They kind of use the old 1930s style Mickey Mouse to model it after, but it's modern animation and techniques.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Very fun cartoon, very well done, and it's won all kinds of awards. I think season 2 is about to come out.
Cool.
But all this new Disney stuff and, the Darkwing Duck's 25th anniversary, we're going to have a lot of them there for the con.
Sweet.
So that's going to be exciting.
And then also the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance is going to be there.
Yeah, a lot of local creators, a lot of guys coming from Oahu, so we appreciate them coming out and giving us their time. And we got Sam... who do we got?
Sam Campos.
Sam Campos is coming. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure we had him confirmed.
I almost dated Sam Campos once.
Different Sam Campos.
Oh, different one. Never
not
mind.
Not a Holo Holo Girl.
Not a Samantha.
Never mind.
Not a Samantha.
That was Holo Holo Girl, right?
My bad, yeah.
Yeah. I remember. She had a fun column. She was fun.
She did.
Where is she, by the way?
California.
She's in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, practicing Santeria.
A sanctuary city. Got it.
So, yeah, we're going to have all kinds of local creators, local artists. Todd Bernardi's going to be there, of
Nice!
Shane O'Shaughnessy.
Shane O'Shaughnessy?
Which is...
Shane O'Shaughnessy.
Every time I would see him when I first met him, I would always mix up the Shane and the Sean in his name. I'd be like, hey, Sean O'Shaughnessy.
And then he punched
with names like Shane O'Shaughnessy and Todd Bernardi, you would think it's HollyCon.
Oh, wow.
But.
That's.
Hey, how dare you?
Wow. Can we rename it that?
But, of course, Greg Turner being the more ethnic of the three.
Ethnic of all the three.
Nice. That's, yeah. If we were going to have a HowleyCon, you would definitely be the
I would
MC.
Definitely miss.
Nobody went for my original title, KanakaCon, so.
KanakaCon.
KanakaCon's a mean title, man. That's already taken, though, right?
There I don't know. I never looked it up.
I can't, it's like the worst Decepticon ever.
It's like a, it's like a, it's like a pigeon spoke. It's like a pigeon spoken transformer. Kanaka, hey brother, try move your butt, bro. That's gonna be awesome.
That's the worst local I've ever heard.
Hey, listen, I'm Howley. Well, not just Howley, but
you know,
I'm Howley.
You see your Filipino all the time.
I do.
So it becomes convenient for you to.
I am Filipino. I have to be. It's part of
Let's
my
hear
DNA.
Your Filipino accent.
He's Jalapeno.
I don't have a.
Oh, I sus this one, Arkea. This one, I sus.
I all I get is hui. That's all I get.
That's not even that Filipino.
I know
though.
It's not.
Local people.
I can do the, but I do answer to the call. I totally answer to that every time.
He's Jalapeno.
Yeah, Jalapeno.
I dated a Filipino girl once, and I tried that. She didn't know what I was doing.
What?
Yeah.
That's not. She ain't Filipino then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's not how it works, man.
You guys ever watch those videos with Mikey Bastos?
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, listen. First annual...
That, a case in point where mm-hmm. racism can be funny. Fun and funny.
Fun and
thank
funny.
You, thank you, Mikey Bastos.
Mikey Bustos.
Bustos or Bastos?
I think
Bustos.
It's Bustos.
Bustos.
Yeah, how dare you.
I'm sorry.
Well, the first annual Maui Comic Con...
That's one of his countrymen.
Yeah. November 5th and 6th here in the lovely island of Maui. Join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, right.
We're also going to be having a lot of cosplay going on.
Cosplay.
Cosplay contest. Wow. We're going to have a photo booth if you want to dress up and come get your picture professionally taken by Split Stream Photography. They're going to be doing it.
Sweet.
For us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Night Darling Cosplay, of course, organizing the cosplay contest for us.
And by the way, we failed to mention that this is an all-family event.
Yeah, it's going to be open to the public. We're going to be focusing on kids. We're going to have free face painting by Next Level Productions face painting.
Nice.
Rachel Deep. Now, I'm going to mispronounce her name. Debor.
Debor. Is that what that is?
Rachel Debor.
She reached out to us on Facebook. She really wanted to be a part of the Maui Comic Con.
Yeah, she's gonna be doing face painting for all the kids, so that's really nice of her.
Wonderful.
And she's going to be doing some full body painting demos, too.
Oh, nice.
G, you volunteering?
I'm thinking about it.
Nice.
Instead of cosplaying Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, I was going to paint you that way.
Be awesome. I would totally go for that.
I would totally watch that.
If there was,
and then all of a sudden, it's not an all-age
show.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up, Todd?
If they make it look like marshmallows, like a cluster of marshmallows, that's fine. Mm. Right?
Well, the ironic thing is you wouldn't have to because...
We'd have to just cover it up with the no ghost logo.
See, what you guys don't understand is there's so much...
Wouldn't he just end up looking instead like the Michelin man?
Instead of the ascot up here, it's down here.
No, you're missing the point. There's so much Stay Puft down here, you wouldn't even see it.
It's like Norbert. So. You wearing a bikini bottom?
That's right. No.
Of course I am.
Yeah. Well, listen, Maui Comic Con happening November 5th and 6th, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles and the Nerd Watch. Please, people that are watching and listening, come support it. If you want more information, you can reach out to us here at the Nerd Watch at facebook.com/nerdwatch. And, of course,
or
Maui
you
Comics
see
and Collectibles.
Us walking around.
Yeah, if you see us
there's
walking around.
There's a Facebook page, too, for
yes,
the Maui Comic Con.
There is. What is it? Just facebook.com/
Maui Comic Con.
Maui Comic Con.
And there's also an events page. And we're going to, the website's about to go live in a few days.
Fantastic. All right.
By this weekend, you guys will probably see it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Before it's we get time. Into all the festivities, it's the time to round. Talk about new Comic Book Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles and Todd Bernardi. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Todd.
Todd did an amazing job last week. And
would you like me to read that for you? I can read that for you.
How about I'll just list them and then you okay. get your little peanut gallery comments.
All right, remember, we've only got another 45 minutes.
All right,
here we go.
That's not going to be enough.
That's the worst Madonna song
Action
ever.
Comics 963.
Woo!
Okay.
Adventure creeping
time,
ever
56.
Closer to 1,000.
Wait,
Adventure Time.
How many,
Adventure Time.
56? They're already on
56, yeah.
They're already on 56?
Yeah, one of the greatest cartoons out there right now.
That is the longest Adventure Time. That's just...
And this is the second run. There
the Adventure Time that won't end.
Hang on a second. Can I ask you guys a question? Totally off topic. You don't have to get too crazy about it. Everybody keeps telling me about how... People keep telling me that Steven Universe is such a better cartoon than Adventure Time.
No, I wouldn't say better than Adventure Time, but if you like Adventure Time, you'll like Steven Universe. It's good.
Really?
There, it's the thought that goes into the music, and you know, it seems like a very simple animated show, but the color direction and like the way they set moods and stuff. I mean, I'm a big animation fan, so when I notice small things like the art in the background, and a lot of people who like cartoons don't even realize it that they like that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Steven Universe has a lot of eye appeal and a lot of original music, and it's just very original concept.
And it's a little boy, right?
It's a young boy whose mom was a crystal gem, who are these space aliens who have these powers and gems in their tummy, and you know, they're like basically toy fodder.
So they're Teletubbies?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I've only saw Steven Universe like maybe once or twice. And
yes.
I thought I was watching Shin Chan for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is nothing like Shin Chan.
Can I tell you something? I've watched Shin Chan. I cannot get into that.
That is
at
my
all.
Favorite cartoon. I used to watch it on the Japanese network where it was like way raunchier.
Because yep.
The Americanized one on Adult Swim, they were like they didn't show like
wow
all of the stuff.
Anyway, back to the comic book list. I'm sorry. Sure. I didn't mean to take you off topic.
No problem. I love cartoons.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Yeah, you told him not to go on a tangent.
Yeah.
Oh,
you did.
Freaking,
yeah.
Just blame Todd.
I love cartoons. Let's do an all-cartoon episode one day.
We could, you know. We could do that.
I love cartoons, but you hate Hanna-Barbera, so you can't be honest.
That's true. I hate Hanna-Barbera. We could, on our next episode of The Nerd Watchman, we will do that.
I thought it was Nerd Watch Mac.
I thought
it is.
We don't know yet. I haven't posted the first episode. We will. We're going to do another.
I thought it was Nerdwatch Hot Hawaiian Nights.
Sponsored by Heineken.
How about Hot Nerd Hawaiian Nights? Hot Hawaiian Nerd Nights. Because
there's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
You're trying to insert nerd in there somewhere.
Yeah, I was trying to. It's not working. Anyway, go ahead.
All New Inhumans number 11.
Mm.
All New X-Men 13. All-Star Batman number 2.
Oh, speaking of, once again, I'm taking you off topic. Did anybody watch the deleted scene from X-Men Apocalypse that's hit the interwebs?
That's not even remotely anything to do with Batman.
No. He said X-Men.
He said all-new X-Men.
All-new X-Men. Did you see the deleted scene? We got to watch it after. It's amazing.
Blu-ray.
Give me a quick synopsis.
All I'm saying is
it's the extended mall sequence.
I'm telling you right now, if that scene was in the movie, I would have not made the complaint that it wasn't
Dazzler's,
enough.
Wasn't Taylor Swift supposed to be Dazzler?
No.
It was hinted at, but it wasn't
rumor.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Hinted at. Like, they pull up a record cover that says Dazzler or something like that, but yeah. I don't know if it's Taylor Swift on there.
No,
but
I don't know if it is either.
They gave away that record at Comic-Con.
Did they really?
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow,
and
crazy.
So, like, it was a Comic-Con exclusive at San Diego.
Crazy. State. Stop taking us off topic, Todd. Go ahead, Alika.
All right.
All-Star Batman's number 2. Batgirl.
Isn't that the one you
want? Number 2.
Do you know who's writing All-Star Batman?
No. You can pick up the comic right there.
I bet you.
Scott Snyder.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's got to be
Snyder.
Scott Snyder.
Drawn by John Romita.
J.R.
Yeah.
Okay.
Batgirl and the Birds of Prey number 2.
Yes,
Black Panther number 6.
Ooh.
Ta-Nehisi Coates. Briggs Land number 2.
Ooh.
Gonna be a TV show.
Not familiar.
Briggs Land, you'd like that one. It's about those American patriots who stood their ground against the federal agents.
Nice. I like
you know,
that. I like
you know
that.
What do they call them? The land activists?
Yeah.
Not the terrorists.
What's going on right now in South Dakota?
Let's not pick at that one.
No, I'm just saying, though.
Those guys are fighting for their right.
Well, let me tell you something. That's what happens when big government decides to put a pipeline in on the reservation. So
yeah, but they don't want to put it through, you know, where the subdivisions or golf courses are.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Exactly. Hey, listen, I'm actually on their side for that. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's weird.
Wow, isn't that weird?
Super nice of you, man.
I totally am, yeah. But that's what happens when big business and big government get together and they work together. No one ever talks about it. See? Anyway, go ahead. See?
Let's get back to comic
this
politics.
There's a comic book about that.
Comic
so,
politics.
So big,
Civil War 2.
Civil War
Amazing II. Spider-Man 404.
Civil
We're
War.
We're big government and big politics.
That's right.
Civil War.
It is.
All
this
about
is exactly what this is.
Where the government butts their nose in where it doesn't belong.
That's
where,
right.
Gods of War 404.
It's Tony Stark trying to
By
lay
the way,
pipe
everyone
Captain
knows
America all over
if superheroes really existed, we would all want a registration act for them.
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't want to get shot by a Cyclops beam.
You're dang right. Everyone knows it.
I don't want to get teleported to hell.
That's right. That's why I'm on Tony Stark's side, even though I'm a Captain America fan.
Deadpool number 18.
Ooh.
That guy's crazy. I'd want to register him.
I would definitely want to register Deadpool. You doggone right.
Detective Comics 940.
Mm-hmm.
Doom Patrol number 1.
Vertigo
is trying to go back in that direction that they were in the 90s and restarting all this trippy new stuff. Cave Carson's getting.
I was gonna say you might not be too excited about it because that one's written by the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's the one by Gerard Way, right?
Gerard Way. Yes.
Gerard Way. Whatever his Gerard stupid Depar name Way. Is. By the way, you couldn't register Batman because he's technically not a superhero. So anyway,
but that's true. Yeah.
He would defy that tooth and nail anyway, though.
It's true. He would. He really would.
Because he's only real when it's useful.
The fix.
How dare you?
How dare you?
He's real to me.
The Fix number 5 is a very popular comic series lately for cool. some odd reason. It's an independent, Todd.
Oh!
Do you know about The Fix? What's up with that?
That's the name of the podcast. That's an independent, Todd.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
no?
It's mostly male.
It's mostly male. That's right.
Is an image book?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Awesome. Well, what are you good for?
Well, listen, it's been nice having you on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No,
The Flash number 6, you know what? I think that one's about a really fast guy.
Okay.
Gotham Academy, second semester, number 1.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
What's in that? That's kind of cool.
Gotham Academy. It's like the young, like, Teen Titan-esque heroes, but they're Gotham. They're in, like, a high school setting, and they, like, have mysteries and stuff.
So it's like what? Like an X-Men kind of thing?
Think Breakfast Club, like a sleepover in, like, Gotham kinda, City.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. I'd be down.
If it lives up to that log line, sure.
It is pretty much. It's like a big DC sleepover, but they're not in costume or anything. They're like school kid style.
Oh, okay.
It's not like it's Bruce Wayne and all of them when they were kids.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like...
There was a cartoon that was almost that, but that's not this.
It's not like the Teen Titans that's on Cartoon Network, is it? Because that garbage.
No, not goofy
garbage.
Like that. No, it's like... No, it's the art's really nice. I'm blanking on who the artist is, but they're really popular.
Cool.
Green Lantern's number 6. Gwenpool number 6.
Okay.
Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern Corps number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Damn number 505. Lady Killer 2, number 2.
Ooh.
Lumberjanes, Gotham Academy, number 4.
Oh, it's crossover.
Yeah, crossover. They've been
Lumberjanes, Boom Studios, right?
Yeah, and that'll give you an idea to what the tone of Gotham Academy is that it actually crosses over quite well with Lumberjanes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it, I mean, is Gotham Academy kind of like the DC superhero girls kind of thing?
Yeah, but younger. They're like high school, middle school age.
Crazy. All right, cool.
We got New Superman number 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Chinese Superman.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
Norman number 4.
That's
or 5.
The Superman that puts pee-pee in your Coke.
No.
Wait, what? Did I miss
that? That's that sweet and sour Superman.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Speaking of soft drinks. Speaking of soft drinks, did anybody see the Crystal Pepsi
sorry,
made a
folks,
comeback?
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Sold out everywhere.
Crystal Pepsi that sold out everywhere. I actually bought one.
It's actually not like it used to be. It doesn't taste like the older.
I like the original Crystal
Pepsi.
Like,
it didn't taste like Pepsi. The stuff now just
It looked
tastes
like it
Pepsi.
Tasted like liquefied styrofoam.
It tastes like pure unadulterated syrup. And I could only drink like maybe a couple sips. Crazy.
You know what they got to bring back?
Mm.
Okay soda. Now that was good.
I don't remember OK Soda.
It basically tasted like every soda ever invented mixed together.
Are you sure it wasn't your mom going, "Hey, son, this soda is OK."
You don't remember OK
it's
Soda?
It's like handwritten on there.
No, you don't remember OK Soda? They had a phone number. You called 1-800-I-FEEL-OK, and it would have like random. This is what a dog thinks.
No
and then it goes,
way.
"I feel OK."
That's crazy.
And we were like little kids, so we thought it was hilarious, so we'd always call.
All right.
It was just the soda that you guys left on the table. She poured it into a giant pitcher, kind of.
And you guys stared around. She just picked up the phone in the other room. And she's just like
random stuff to
right, yeah. Okay. Hey, look up OK Soda while he's talking.
I'd be impressed with my mom if she came up with that song.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, what else on that list?
Old Man Logan number 11.
Okay.
Red Hood and the Outlaws number 2.
Cool.
It's on eBay. OK Soda, you can buy it on eBay.
Nice. Samurai Brothers in Arms number 1 of 6. That series is very, very good.
Very
great
good.
Art.
Okay.
Done by a French guy. But it's awesome. It's incredible story, incredible art. Scooby-Doo Apocalypse number 5. Spider-Man number 8. That's the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Mm.
Suicide Squad number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Superwoman number 2.
I was watching Kevin Smith's new series called Geeking Out. So he's actually drawing the Suicide Squad.
He's not drawing. He writes.
He said he was drawing it.
Kevin Smith is drawing it?
No. Jim Lee was drawing it.
Oh, yeah, Jim Lee is drawing it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jim Lee was drawing it. I was like,
it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you follow his Instagram,
you are really late to the party on that one.
He didn't say Jimmy's name at all.
I didn't know that. Did I not say
because
Jimmy?
Because he was here, and I knew he was drawing that book.
I didn't. I thought I said Jim Lee. I'm sorry.
I bravely asked him, oh, what are you working on? He's like, just the new Suicide Squad.
Oh, crazy.
And if you follow his Instagram, it's all the Suicide Squad and the upcoming variant cover for the next Dark Knight 3 Master Race. He's doing an awesome, awesome homage to Frank Miller's covers.
Sweet. Awesome.
So we've also got Uncanny Avengers number 14.
Sweet.
Uncanny Inhumans number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man. Marvel's releasing a whole lot of uncanny titles.
That's uncanny. And Wonder Woman number 6.
Nice. Cool. All right. Fantastic. So if you are in the mood for some comic books, you can get them right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Buy all the comic books.
333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. Well, gents, speaking of comics, while you're out and about and after you visit here, pick up a copy of... Captain America: Civil War. I don't know if you heard last week's episode, or the episode we did about best movies of the summer. This was on Todd's must see list for 2016.
They freaking destroyed that airport.
Yeah, they did. They did. I have a feeling that it was an abandoned airport.
I love how, like, the scene before is them all being lectured about, you broke all these cities, you bad guys. And then they're in the airport. They're like, let's do this.
I think you guys missed the point. It wasn't about the cities being wrecked. I think it's more about the people dying from the seas getting wrecked.
I'm sure there were people in those airplanes they were tearing to shreds.
Because they clearly said evacuated before they even started fighting.
Right. They said that.
So they just, it's okay that they break everything instead of going to the open field.
And it wasn't like they chose to fight there. He needed to get to the jet to go find the dude. Mm-hmm. And they just ambushed him there.
Yeah. And plus, on top of that, Tony Stark, after it's done, he probably dropped a few coins.
I gotta tell you, buying insurance policies in the Marvel Universe has to be like one of the best things ever.
Collateral damage, baby. Telling you right now, S.H.I.E.L.D. holds a lot of insurance. So, anyway.
Like, being a construction guy in the Marvel Universe, you don't ever have to worry about work.
Right. You are contracted.
Yeah.
For life.
You know you're not going to...
Did that show get put on pause?
It did. So. Yes.
What show?
Damage Control.
Oh, the Marvel one.
Yeah. Well, the DC one is actually...
Powerless.
Powerless is actually a thing.
Yeah, but that's like completely not the same theme, though.
Damage
Control, the guy's fixing what the people with powers are doing.
Well, yeah, but in Powerless, I believe that they are... They're not technically a contracting, but they are working alongside of... Like, they are doing the menial tasks.
I thought they were reporting on stuff.
No, I thought it was...
I haven't actually followed that show that much.
Well, if you guys...
No, Alan Tudyk is in it, which will get me to watch that show.
I like Alan Tudyk. He's awesome.
What? That Powerless is on?
Did you watch Con Man?
It's not on yet.
Did you watch Con Man?
What?
Con Man.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No, it's good.
Dude, I totally thought you said condom. I was like, what?
Did you watch that? Did you watch?
No, not yet.
No.
Do you watch condoms?
Do you watch condom?
Only on Nerdwatch Magnum After Dark. With Hawaiian Hot Nights.
With the Nerd Watch men. Gents, not too much to talk about today. We are getting into the fall season. Football,
we'll find something.
Football season has begun.
Sports ball.
Once sports ball starts.
Television seasons are starting soon, too.
The releases keep on coming. Because not only has Civil War come out digitally, they just released Warcraft. They've digitally released a lot of the summer movies that are coming out here. So, and a bunch of games are getting released, too. So we can look forward to a lot more stuff to do on
It's funny, though, because all the games that I bought last week were all games that came out on the previous system.
That is true.
I bought Resident Evil 4 and 5 and
I
the
like
first
five.
Three Uncharted's. And I was just like, wow, I have a PS4, but I'm buying all the games from one generation ago.
And by the way, since we're talking about PS4, this may not interest you guys. But they announced two new consoles for Sony. One's the PS4 Slim, and the other one is the PS4 Pro. That's right.
So it's the same system.
Well, technically, no. The PS4 Pro has got 4.6 teraflops of goodness inside of it. It'll have better...
And yet it's not 4K Ultra compatible.
That's
it's
right.
So stupid.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Teraflops just makes the inside of a Sony PlayStation sound squishy.
It does.
Teraflops sounds like the kind of thing that somebody would say in the background in a Star Trek show.
Right,
like,
right. Or
is that, teraflops. Is that like a parsec? Is that?
No, what I'm thinking is that if it was in a comic book, it would be a tremendously big-breasted villain.
Oh, okay.
So that's
Teraflop.
That's what I was thinking.
Wasn't that the name of that one dancer in Jabba's palace? The not the green one, the other one.
Yeah,
Teraflops, because she had the six boobs going on.
That's right.
Wouldn't she be Teraflops?
She would be Teraflops.
That's if Teraflops is like.
But that's
two
her
names.
Last name, so it's Teraflops.
It's two names. Yeah. It's please when she's dancing, she likes to be called Miss Flops.
Miss Flops.
Flopsy McFlopperson.
Anyway, format being being the boss. Miss Flops center stage.
She gets up. She's like, "Don't hate me because I'm drawn this way."
So, format. I'm assuming you saw the announcer from Sony. Were you as unimpressed as the majority of people that were watching it were?
No.
Really?
You were impressed.
I was super impressed.
Really?
I would buy one of each.
Wow. I would buy the Slim. I don't know if I'd buy the Pro. The Slim's is $100 cheaper, but I think it's a nicer console. And it's
a tighter package.
It's a much tighter package. Because
the Pro is like...
$400.
Yeah, but it would be as close to buying a rig than buying
a rig.
See,
and that is what they're going for. They're going for people that actually buy PCs. They're going for guys who want to buy a rig. So, and it costs them a lot less. So, yeah, anyway, it's a good thing and a bad thing because, of course, Scorpio, Xbox's answer to it, will be out with double the power. So, we'll see. A lot of fanboys weren't impressed with it, with the initial announcement. But I'm sure we'll see who wins out the console war this Christmas.
It's not so much the console thing that the announcement that I'm worried about. I'm worried about... Kazul's announcement that they want to go into the mobile space.
Oh, yes, that's right. He was talking about that.
I don't really care about the console thing because the console thing, that will be ongoing forever.
That's true.
But them wanting to go into the mobile space just because
the success of Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go.
No, it doesn't work.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing at all. Matter of fact, that's one of the things that Sony's been this Christmas they have been criticized for is that there's not enough first party titles. Number one, and that's why they keep buying up all the exclusive rights to like Call of Duty and to Destiny.
Well,
and,
to their credit, Sony does best is they allow third party developers to develop for their systems.
Yes, that's true.
First party stuff has never been all that great. Like, they have a few titles.
What's a first-party Sony game?
Something like Uncharted would be a first-party Sony
game. Crash Bandicoot?
Crash Bandicoot would be a first-party game. Very good, Alikas. Good.
Wow.
He's a good boy.
That was back in the 90s.
Yeah, good job. So it would be something that was produced by, or the tag or the developer would be Sony. So, yeah. Like The Last of Us is a Sony title. So that's the first.
But everything else,
that was a really good game.
Odds are, if you buy a PlayStation and a game comes with it, that's a Sony title. Odds are,
pretty much. Yeah, you're right. That's about right. So, but anywho, this is kind of an answer to what Xbox had done with the One S, which I think is a phenomenal piece of hardware because I enjoy mine. Overall,
The One S,
yeah.
What does that have to do with the mobile space?
Well, what I'm saying is that because of all these announcements, and the fact is that now with the advancements of not just the consoles, but the mobile space itself keeps advancing. I don't know if Sony has to – they've obviously abandoned the Vita. So if Sony has to go mobile, that's where they're going is because that's where all of the money is going to be is in the mobile space, and that's where all the tech's going to go. Right. So, you know, we'll see.
Super Mario Go is coming soon. Or what is it, Super Mario Run?
No, Super Mario Run. It's going to be an iOS exclusive for
I still say they should make a Mario Kart Go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand.
All the traffic accidents. Yeah.
I'm one of those guys that, speaking of gaming, I think Nintendo should stop making consoles and just license
it. You're allowed to put out a cartridge console.
I know,
so
the NX. I know. I'm not a fan.
For a return to cartridge.
All I will say is this: so if there's one game I would like to play, is that new Zelda game, which looks phenomenal. Oh my gosh! Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if I'd really buy a console
what is
for
it?
That.
Breath of the Wild.
With a really weird name. I don't know what that means.
The gameplay looks incredible.
It does look amazing,
and it's stylistic. It's not just like N64 or Ocarina of Time, like clunky looking. It's
Look at you, Mr. Retro Games, talking all current gen.
Zelda. Those games sold well.
Like, no, I know, but I'm just saying the art wasn't that great on it.
They sold consoles.
My favorite art was Wind Waker, actually, because it was like Super Nintendo style, but 3D. I thought the art was incredible. That was the GameCube one.
You know who, you know, that is pretty much...
Ocarina of Time, the 64 one?
No, Wind Waker.
Wind Waker. The one that looked like cell animation.
It looked like a cartoon when you were playing. And it was so smooth. The gameplay was
perfect. That one didn't sell as much as the one before it. But
which was Ocarina of Time. Yeah.
See, that but
was
if you notice,
the pre-sales, like they own it, like that, they have a Guinness World Record for that.
Out of all the consoles that existed,
out of the two, Ocarina is the better game.
It is. I agree.
But there's a lot of people that are really fond of Wind Waker.
I am a huge.
I've played them both, and I thought that the other one stylistically was so different from the first one. There was a bit of a.
The fact that you guys aren't mentioning Majora's Mask is really bothering me because I like that game.
Well, it's just a sequel to Ocarina, and I didn't play Majora's Mask, by the way.
I love that game. I think it's totally underrated. But what's interesting is that out of all the consoles that exist, out of all the developers that exist, the only company that has mascots that personify their brand, it is Nintendo.
They're great. They have awesome licensed
properties. Crash Bandicoot, not a big deal. Then they do...
Well, it's genius because when they release a new system, and it's a shame that they licensed Mega Man out to so many other consoles, but every time they...
Mega Man was Capcom.
Capcom, that's right. I'm sorry. There wasn't... But every time they put out a system, everybody's going to buy... I will buy it just to play the new Mario and the new Zelda every time.
And there's a lot
that's
of...
That's right. I don't know.
And
why
it's so weird that I'm not... I used to be like that, but I'm not like that anymore. But it's so weird that is how a lot of fans are. They will buy the console just to play those games.
Well, there's not much else for Nintendo, to be fair.
But that's what I'm saying is, wouldn't you widen your base if you were to forget about the consoles? You're not doing great in that space.
Why not do it both?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of money that's being invested. I know they're making a lot of money from their mobile platform, which is the DS, but still... I'm one of those guys. It's like, man, why not just?
Everybody has said that Nintendo is on the verge of bankrupt for many
years. That is true. They have.
They are not. They are really well backed.
I'm pretty sure.
And they are. That's the reason why they can take these jumps into different genres and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because they have the financial backing to guarantee, whether it fails or not, that they'll still come out in the end.
I think sometimes we underestimate Japan's own influence on the Nintendo brand, maybe. I mean, because Pokemon itself is an amazing title in Japan. Mario still going strong in Japan. There's a lot of these things that are still, I mean, the financial aspect of it and the profit that is reaped from just Japan only would probably be extraordinary is what I'm guessing.
Mario made a cameo at the Olympics.
Yes, Mario.
Super Minister Abe.
That's right. That's awesome. But anywho, that came out. That was a big announcement from Sony this week. We got into a little Nintendo. But also this week, for those of you that care or for those of nerds that really give a crap about it, the iPhone 7 was announced. That
Nobody
was kind
cares
of a,
about that.
You know what's interesting is that is kind of, it's an interesting Apple.
Oh
yeah, Apple. You know,
can you hold your tongue and say that?
I can try.
No, don't do it.
Oh man, no, the funny thing is I remember that from Playground.
Hold your tongue and say I was born on a pirate ship.
That's right. That's right. That's what we used to do. Anyway, for those of you that are interested, of course, Apple decided to, and the only reason I bring it up is because it is such a pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah, but
iPhone,
by this point, it's like...
It's like...
Why?
I don't know. Well, listen.
Wait until you got something crazy like we can bend it and roll it up and put it in our pocket or something.
Hey, listen, they did go crazy.
You can.
They got rid of the...
You can bend
they got,
it up and roll it in your pocket.
They got rid of the
you
headphone
can't unbend
jack.
It.
How many phones have
That's
ever gotten rid of the
stupid.
Headphone jack?
That's
dumb. It's crazy.
Didn't Android do it like a couple of years ago?
I don't know about the headphone jack. I don't think they ever got rid of the headphone jack.
Yeah, but, you did because there was a special port that doubled as the charging jack and the headphone jack.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't remember that at all. But that's what Apple's doing now too. They have that. They have a jack and a port that it sits on, and in order to listen to it with headphones, you have to put it on there. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, so it's pretty crazy. Anyway, iPhone 7.
iPhone 7.
I'm sure that's
iPhone 7.
Yeah,
I'm sure that that Gannon will be picking himself up one of those for sure.
Why? Why would I pick that?
Well,
I just happen to be borrowing an iPhone.
Oh, because are you borrowing an iPhone?
You're going to be borrowing an iPhone 7.
You know, Gannon. You know, Gannon. Apple everything.
Apple everything.
Right? You know, Gannon. He's part of the cult.
He is part of the cult. That's crazy. Speaking of that, speaking of cults,
going into Tobin Spirit Guide.
I just saw the movie The Invitation, which is all about cults. That's a fascinating movie.
Which one is that?
It's a horror film that came out. Just came out on Blu-ray, I think, a week or so ago.
The Invitation?
Yeah.
Why am I not aware of this?
Yeah, it came
because
out,
you don't watch movies.
It was a festival. it was like a festival favorite for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
is it decent?
It's not really a horror film. It's really more of a slow burn suspense type of thing.
I like that.
But essentially, the guy and his girlfriend are invited to a dinner party with all these friends that they hadn't seen in a long time. And
mm-hmm.
there's a backstory between him and the ex-wife is there. And as the night unfolds, like, there's one crazy thing that happens after another and mm-hmm. after another. I kind of don't want to spoil it on the pod, but it has a pretty good twist ending to it. It's not quite a twist, but it has a little extra tweak at the ending that you don't quite see coming when you see it. Is very
so
impactful.
A slow burn like House of the Devil, which is a pretty cool flick. I like
kind
that
of,
movie.
Kind of.
I really like
it's
movie.
Again, it's not an out and out horror film, mm-hmm. so I hate kind of putting it that way. It's probably a horror film the same way The Sixth Sense was.
Right.
Sixth Sense isn't really a horror movie, but
right.
it goes into the themes of it.
Well, speaking of horror films, this weekend is The Blair Witch. Mm-hmm. How much are you looking forward to seeing that?
I'm a fan of Adam Wingard, who's directing it. Like the first one, there seems to be a lot of
hype.
The viral marketing, I was going to say, around it is pretty fascinating to me, because this movie was up until only a few months ago. This movie was called The Woods.
Yes,
and
smart.
It's rare to have a movie that comes up out of nowhere that you don't mm-hmm. know is coming.
Like, I like that.
We don't really have that anymore, so it's kind of cool that this gets to be a movie that we didn't know anything about. Of course not. We've seen the trailers for about a month and a half now. We already know what it is.
The one thing
that makes me leery about it is it's yet another horror trailer where somebody's crawling away from something and they get dragged away. I'm really getting sick of seeing horror films where somebody's getting dragged off camera. It's such a cliche already.
Do you think that now, knowing what we do know, as great as Blair Witch was in 99, I think, does it still hold up?
Like we were talking about earlier, I think the phenomenon to Blair Witch is probably better than the movie can live up to.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you could show the Blair Witch movie to somebody now and they would get the same thing out of it that people did when it came out.
The first time I saw I'll never have that sensation with that movie again.
True.
But you bought into everything that went around with that movie, like the viral marketing to it all, like, oh, it really happened.
Right, and you know what's funny is that I think a lot of people fell into that. I mean, I fell into that.
While I was watching the movie, I was like, is it or isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, there's all this stuff to look at online to get more information and stuff like that, so that... It was one of the few times... It was like, I think that was the first movie, like, to come out where they... story experience of the movie doesn't end in just the movie. It expands into other mediums.
Yeah,
like,
no,
there was a comic book. There was a, you know, like I said, there's viral stuff to do online.
There was a
like
crappy
that.
Sequel.
I still want to see the director's cut of that.
Do you really?
I've read interviews with the director of that second film, and his intentions of what he wanted the movie to be don't sound like the movie that came out.
Interesting.
Because the movie, when you watch it, even if you watch it now, which I haven't seen in a while, but I was watching this retrospective on it, and it is cut like your traditional early 90s horror film. Like a lot of...
quick cuts.
Weird flash quick cuts, yeah. And, you know, your traditional 90s hard rock music thrown over everything.
Yeah, I
hated
it.
You know, a lot of stereotypical stuff you always see in the 90s.
City of Angels?
Hey, yeah. That movie sucked, too. But by the way...
Except Iggy Pop was in there, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop was going to play Top Dollar. Not Top Dollar.
Iggy Pop was
Fun Boy. He was going to play Fun Boy.
Are any of you guys fans of Blair Witch at all? I mean,
the first one was a cool experience, but I couldn't. I tried to watch it a second time. It was like, yeah. I already knew.
That's the other thing about it. It's not a movie that benefits from repeat viewings.
Good point.
Because once you've seen it,
the shock value is great. The first time, I was like,
yeah,
totally got me.
You know, I didn't think it was that scary, and it made me motion sick.
Like, I had to kind of...
Same with me.
The first time I was so into it, I didn't care about the motion. The second time, I was like, I can't watch this.
In the theater, it was bad, but when I watched it on television, on the home video, it wasn't bad at all. It's just when I am on those big screens, I have a problem with it. But other than that, I thought it was... At the time, I thought it was good, but I don't think it holds up like it used to. And I think that's why they're reinventing the Blair Witch, and I think it may be a good idea. So it might work. At least I hope so.
Curious to see if they're going to show her this time.
Apparently, from what I was reading, I've been reading lately, that they are expanding upon the way the first one ended, and they are going to give us more of that. They're going to give us more of the I guess you could say, the antagonist, the whatever. The witch.
Well, in the first one, it's not even clear if it's the witch.
Or if there's
because they bring up this whole subplot of a serial killer.
Right.
So it could be that, too.
Right.
So.
But that's what made it so dark, is like they got murdered by the serial killer. It's not even the witch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're out there hunting some witch thinking it's that.
But
then you got the standing in the corner thing, and you're like, what happened?
So it could be either way. It's really left up to you.
And that's what was great about that movie.
Yeah, it's really left up to you to kind of make up your mind about what happened.
Well, if Bloody
Not to figure it out, but for you, your interpretation of what you think it was.
Well, if BloodyDisgusting.com says it's cool, then we should watch it.
Did you guys hear about the new French horror film called Raw?
I posted it on NerdWatch, sir. Okay. There was at the Toronto Film Festival, International Film Festival.
Toronto.
There's a new French film. I guess it's a horror film or whatever. It's called Raw. And it's about a vegan who becomes a cannibal. And
that's like a crazy turn.
It's the French.
You're like, I'm going to go from not harming anything to eating humans.
Right. And here's the funny thing. Apparently, in the actual film, people were passing out. Pretty crazy. Yeah. So, of course.
Maybe it's like the Ray Liotta brain-eating scene from Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh. That would be kind of cool.
Red Dragon. What
did anyone pass
out? It was Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
No. It was... Red Dragon?
No, you're right. It is Red Dragon. But
it was Red Dragon.
But if you want to see something better than that, just watch Manhunter. It's way better.
No,
it's Red Dragon, because that's one by Brett Ratner. No.
You're right. It's not Red Dragon.
It's Hannibal. Hannibal. See, format, I was trying to tell you.
Where he's cooking his brain.
That's right. Pretty nuts.
That's a pretty gnarly scene.
That's a great book. Bad movie. Great book. Bad movie.
It's true. It's funny. At the end of are you guys going to read the book?
No.
Okay. Spoilers.
There you go.
I'm probably going to read the book.
Clarice and Hannibal run off together.
They scissor each other, which is
whoa.
No, I'm just sorry.
I don't think you can say that.
Can I say it? I'm sorry. No.
Well, hello, Clarice.
No, they actually end up together.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It is a great ending. Plus,
well,
they had
a great rapport.
Plus, in the movie, they never talk about the brother of the antagonist in the book. Anyway, the book is phenomenal. Read Hannibal. It's awesome. Anyway.
Yes. I think, but did you read the book first?
Of course.
See, that's the thing. Like, I kind of wish I hadn't read the book first. I wish I would have seen the movie. And then I think that the movie would have been okay, and then I would have read the book. I would blow my mind.
The problem is that my problem is that I went back to read Silence of the Lambs after I watched Silence of the Lambs. So everything I saw was Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster. That's what I did. So anyway, we've got more releases this weekend. I think there's a couple more movies along with Blair Witch. That are coming out. I just can't remember them at this time. I know Blair Witch is the biggest movie of the weekend. I mean, at least for me. I didn't tell you guys. I got to watch Sully. I know it's not exactly nerd-worthy, but I watched Sully with Tom Hanks.
Was it good?
It was excellent. I really liked it.
I love that because that movie came out, there's those memes of, like, the last guy you should ever get on a plane with.
It's Tom Hanks, yeah. Great movie.
Last person
you
should travel
with. It's like one of the shortest Clint Eastwood movies I've ever seen. It's like an hour and a half. It's not some 2.5 hour,
well,
3 hour epic.
He probably had to work hard. Yeah, he probably had to work to stretch it.
He did. It was good though. You should watch Sully for sure.
I feel like it's Clint Eastwood's version of Flight.
I've never watched Flight, and I want to, but
it's really
love.
It's a good movie.
Don't tell me about it. I love Clint Eastwood. I think
he's a black pilot.
He's a great director. Oh man!
And
spoilers.
Don't ruin it for me.
Any planes?
What did you think about Gran Torino?
He flies him
drunk. I love Gran Torino. Yeah, Gran Torino. Anything that Clint Eastwood directs, I'm down. Gran Torino was awesome. I love Million Dollar Baby. I love Unforgiven. I love that movie. I love those movies.
Never seen Million Dollar Baby.
You never saw Million Dollar Baby? Phenomenal.
He has an old car.
He does. It's a Gran Torino. It's pretty crazy. Anywho.
He yells from his porch.
Yes, he does.
They should get Clint Eastwood to direct the next Batman movie.
They should, right?
I was always one of those guys that always thought that Clint Eastwood would probably be a good Wolverine 20 years ago.
You'd be a good old man Logan.
Yeah.
He's got that look.
Yeah,
that
he does.
That really steely look.
He would be a good Frank Miller Batman.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, he would.
I was talking to some guys. They were saying that they thought that the 1989 Batman was going to be Clint Eastwood as Frank Miller, like Dark Knight Returns.
I always think that like Clint Eastwood is like one of the last of the real men. You know, him and Kurt Russell are like one of the last of the real men. So, I mean.
He said one of them was in the computer wore tennis shoes.
Stop it. As a young teen. So there you go.
What about Robert Redford?
He's a D-bag liberal. I can't stand him.
But
he's a great actor, though. Sorry.
What about Ted Nugent?
Oh, I love Ted Nugent.
He's a man's man.
He's a man's man. He's a man's man.
Pretty much.
Figure you'd like him.
Yeah, we get into it.
Don't they all make salad dressing now?
Yeah, they do. I think they do. But that's
Paul Newman.
That is Paul Newman.
And I don't think he's alive anymore.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Paul Newman, Robert Redford, they're interchangeable. It's crazy.
But they all mean salad dressing and race cars.
The sting must have been really confusing for you.
Right? Like, that's the same guy, though. Why is he rubbing his nose at himself?
I love The Sting. That is a great movie, too. Of course, my other favorite one is Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid. That's another good movie. Anyway, enough with my old school nerddom.
That came out like 1970?
Yeah. 1971 or 72.
Super old.
Really old. Yeah, thanks. But anyway.
Dig that one out of the archives.
This weekend, go watch yourself some Blair Witch. Do yourself a favor.
13 years before
if you
I
don't
was
like
born.
It.
Go out and buy Civil War.
Or don't
Captain
do
America
it.
Civil War on Blu-ray.
Came out Blu-ray, I think.
Which one?
Didn't it? Conjuring 2?
Conjuring 2 came out, that's right. Also on digital was Warcraft.
That one was all
right. You know it came out on Blu-ray today, but it's a limited release, so you're lucky if you can get it.
Yes, I know.
Remo Williams.
I love Remo Williams.
What the heck is Remo Williams?
What the
Child of the 80s, you don't remember Remo Williams?
Wow.
I don't remember Remo Williams.
Oh, that was Lord. The movie starring Fred Ward.
The famous poster of him hanging off
for
like
the Statue of
Liberty's crown.
It was a Joel Grey. Joel Grey played a Korean martial arts expert.
The name of the movie is Rima.
Remo Williams.
The Adventures of Remo Williams.
No. Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Oh, right. Exactly.
No.
Yep. What do they call the sequel?
It never got a sequel.
Oh, that's weird.
1983 or 84?
I have never.
What?
Is this like a Return of Leonard Part 6 or whatever?
No, I'm telling you.
No,
you
it's a legit good action
It's
movie.
A legitimately good 80s action flick. It's
check
fun.
It out, then.
Yeah, you got to see it.
You know what movie from the 80s has been stuck in my mind, though? And we need to just do a commentary.
Which one?
What is the one with Bronson Pinchot?
Second Sight.
Second Sight.
Yes.
I need to watch that movie
Stuart
again.
Stuart Pankin, John Larroquette.
I remember loving that movie.
That is a great movie. It's an underrated classic.
It's an action movie?
Great
no,
effects.
No. It's a comedy movie. It's great. Where
you, know what's a great a you know what else is a great underrated comedy movie that not too many people know or remember is... oh, my God. I just blanked on it.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
That's not a big thing.
Brain Donors. Ironic.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Brain Donors is an homage
with
to
John Turturro.
Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good.
It's very funny.
Like, it's one of my favorite things he's done that has nothing to do with what most people love him for.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to watch that movie so much when that came out.
Very funny movie. It is
so underrated, too. Like, most people don't even know about it.
It's actually a remake of A Night at the Opera from the Marx Brothers. It is what it is. But listen, we are running out of time. I could talk to you guys forever and ever and ever. But we're running out of time for Akaku, running out of time for YouTube, so we have got to get the heck out of here.
Shane Black is going to make Remo Williams.
No.
He's remaking it.
Don't tease me.
He's doing it.
Man, that's going to be awesome.
That's the guy to remake it.
He would be. Please watch us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. Watch us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. The podcast.
Available in Sweden now.
The podcast will be posted there as well.
There's that Filipino poking out.
That's right. Stay tuned.
I can see it right here.
Stay tuned for our new podcast called Nerd Watchmen, Nerd Watch Magnum, Nerd Watch After Dark, whatever it is, it's coming up.
Nerd Watch Hot Hawaiian Nights.
That's right. You can follow us on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch as well.
Hot Hard Hawaiian
That's
Nights.
Right.
There you go.
Stay in touch with the Nerd Watch on facebook.com/TheNerdWatch for more details about the first annual Maui Comic Con. That's good too. I love it. So make sure that you guys do yourself a favor, watch a movie this weekend, or buy Civil War, or buy Warcraft on digital HD. It's available now. If you haven't seen it, it's there. Central Intelligence is also available as well. Don't watch that. That movie is...
I want to watch it. Really?
Central Intelligence is almost as good as Civil War.
Central Intelligence... I was
Kevin
more annoyed
Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was
like
more annoyed
rapport.
With The Rock than I was with Kevin Hart, and I can't stand Kevin
Sweet.
Hart.
Sweet. Well, I want to watch it now.
Now you want to watch it? Crazy.
That's the movie we are all going to watch this weekend now.
All right, nice. Well, listen, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. We love you guys very much. We will see you guys next week right here on the show. So for Todd Bernardi, for Gannon, the horror aficionado, you're watching Blair Witch this weekend, aren't you?
Yes. At some point.
Gannon and Scary Fish.
Yes. Format, our gaming guru.
Bye, Sony.
Bye. And, of course, the comic book chairman himself, Alika, and his lovely comic book store, Maui Comics and Collectibles, and the man who does not get enough credit for the hard work that he does for the Nerd Watch, Todd Bernardi. No, I'm just kidding. The comic book henchman.
Swan.
He was over there Facebooking the whole night.
I know. The comic book henchman, not getting enough credit as he should.
Social media.
So until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And, of course, until next weekend, next week, we say to you... Aloha!
Teraflop is squishy.